It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee public schools are required to bring back dozens of police officers on campuses. It's one of the stipulations struck in a deal with the legislature last year to increase aid to Milwaukee. But a new study finds school-based law enforcement fails to improve school safety. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ben Fisher is an associate professor at UW-Madison's School of Human Ecology, where he teaches in the Department of Civil Society and Community Studies. Ben, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
So in schools around Wisconsin, there is controversy over whether to have police officers in schools. How do you view the arguments over the presence of police officers in our schools?
Well, it's certainly not a conversation that's unique to Wisconsin. That's something that's happening across the country. On one hand, we see these severe problems with gun violence happening in our country that far too often happens in schools, and everybody wants to do something. And it, for decades, has been a really natural sort of gut reaction to put police in schools. On the other hand, we have advocates across the country who have been pointing to having police in schools as something that's actually harmful for students, that especially students of color, where it's increasing the links to the criminal justice system and increasing punishment of students. So there's this real, I think, emotional tug of war that's happening around this issue.
As you mentioned there, there is that concern that these school resource officers push students into the criminal justice system through excessive punishment and just the presence of law enforcement contact. Is this a concern of yours?
Yeah, so from the research that I've done and the research that I've read from other folks, one of the most consistent findings has been that schools with police in them have higher rates of suspension of especially of students of color. And while we don't entirely know the mechanism by which this is happening, we certainly don't think that police are sort of like writing the suspension slips or something like this. We think it contributes to sort of this overall climate in schools where it's more focused on sort of punishment and control rather than restoration and making things right. So it's certainly a trend that we're seeing in the research, and more work is still needed to kind of unpack exactly why it's happening.
But what do you think of a school resource officer who says, look, you're getting me wrong, Ben Fisher. My job is to help students and keep them out of trouble. What needs to be clarified about this role?
Yeah, that's a fair question. And actually, one of the things that I've said probably a dozen times is that when I speak with police who work in schools, I like all of them that I've met. They seem to work well with students. They have kids' best interests at heart. But there's something about the institution of policing that sort of, regardless of how nice an individual officer is, there's something about sort of that law enforcement that when it's put in school context, it just doesn't work right. I don't know if it's because there's sort of a misalignment of the fundamental goals of each of those institutions, or what, but it's certainly a consistent finding in the research. And again, we don't know if that's because individual officers are the ones, recommending suspension. It's possible that, their job is to prevent crime, prevent bad things from happening. And so their job is to watch out for stuff in the school. And so maybe just having that extra person to watch out for stuff is letting school administration know about more problem behaviors that lead to things like suspension. So I'm certainly not placing the blame solely on cops here. Schools do a lot of things on their own to punish students, but there's sort of the mix of those two has not led to the best results thus far.
The best outcomes. Discussing police presence in schools with Ben Fisher, an associate professor at UW-Madison, where he studies school safety. And you can join the conversation. Call in with a question. You can share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Then there was a May 2022 poll commissioned by the Wisconsin Professional Police Association finding nearly 2 in every 3 Wisconsin residents think police improve safety in schools. What is misunderstood about this issue?
Yeah, I don't know that misunderstanding is actually the word that I would use for it. I think the issue is that this idea of safety is something that gets defined differently by different folks, and all of those definitions are valid in some sense, but they're not always the same. So when parents think of school safety, they might have this sort of imagination in their imagination. Ideas about their kids being physically protected in school from outside threats around, especially around gun violence. That's such a major issue that we hear about in the news. When principals think about school safety or teachers, it might be sort of a sense of order and that the hallways aren't chaotic. When students think about school safety, maybe it's around sort of their more emotions and maybe things like bullying in schools. So this idea of safety and school safety is really amorphous. And so when we talk about that in the public sphere, we never sit down and define exactly what we mean by school safety. We just sort of understand that people will or assume that people are understanding it in the same way. So for 2/3 of Wisconsinites to say that police increase school safety, my question is, what sort of, when you understand school safety, what are you thinking about? I think that is coupled with the fact that sort of in this country more broadly, we for decades and decades have had this sense that police are going to solve a lot of social problems. We have police get involved with things like homelessness. We have police get involved with addiction and mental health issues. And so there's sort of something ingrained in the value system of our country to think that police are going to be the answer to a lot of these social problems when, from a research perspective, we see that they're not.
Let's bring on a call. Dwayne in Westfield. Dwayne, hi, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I mean, I was growing up in the 80s and stuff like that. We've had resource officers there, but they didn't really do very much. I mean, all they mainly did was mainly just make sure that people are getting off the buses, school, and everything else, and that was about it. But times have now changed, and now my granddaughters are going to be going to school with stuff like this. And I mean, am I worried about them having to worry about all these other officers instead of them trying to focus on going to school? They don't need to be doing this because, like you said, they're not really doing very much. I mean, you'd almost have to have a resource officer for every single student to do any really good. So why are we wasting all this extra money for resource officers that really obviously has been proven it hasn't gone very far to maybe actually fixing the problem to where trying to keep the kids safe and actually improve the schools?
Dwayne, thanks for the call. Ben Fisher, what is your reaction to some of those insights? You know, Dwayne, looking across generations at the role of school resource officers.
Yeah, it's a great question. Thanks, Dwayne, for sharing your experiences. We don't have a lot of information about what SROs were doing in schools more than 10, 15 years ago, actually. So we have a little bit of history of sort of how common they were, but don't know a lot about what they were doing in school. So it's hard for me from a research perspective to shed much insight on that. I think, Dwayne, one of the things that I heard in your comment was a call for doing things that actually do work in schools to make schools safe. A couple of things that I really point to when I have these conversations, and other researchers do as well, are tried and true things that we've been doing in schools for a long time, but are really hard work. And it's not just a program you can buy or a staff member you can hire. And that's investing in relationships between adults and students in the building, making sure that all the students know that there's at least one adult in the building that trusts them or that they can trust and has their best interests at heart. Foster a sense of belonging in the school where students have a pride in being there and being part of that community. So if we want to sort of improve student behavior in schools, those are things that we can think about. And then of course the gun violence issue is a whole nother set of concerns. And I think the answer there doesn't seem to be anything around sort of making schools into fortresses so that we can still own our guns and do with them what we please. But in my view, the solution lies in limiting our access to guns in some way.
Ben Fisher is an associate professor of civil society and community studies in UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, lead author of a study on the effectiveness of school-based police officers. Call in with the question. You can share your views at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new study examines the effectiveness of having police officers in schools, concludes they're not providing benefits to school safety, but escalating school punishment. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ben Fisher is an associate professor at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, where he teaches about civil society and community. Ben, this month, the Justice Department issued the report criticizing how police responded to the active shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. And the report called the response a failure in leadership, decision-making, tactics, policy, and training. Why have police failed to stop mass shootings at schools?
Yeah, it's a question I think the whole country wants answers to. We, from a research perspective, school shootings are incredibly rare incidents. Now, to listeners, rare incidents, what do you mean? I hear about these, it seems like once a week or once a month. And that's true. So that they happen far more frequently than they ought to. And they're tragedies every single time they happen. But statistically, if you think about the tens of thousands of schools nationwide and each school day, the likelihood of a school shooting happen at any given school on any given day is so very small. So these are statistically rare incidents, and that makes them really hard to study, to identify patterns, to be able to predict them and understand their characteristics. So if we have a hard time even understanding how they're going to happen, when they're going to happen, why they're going to happen, it makes it even harder to design effective prevention and response strategies. So I can't speak to sort of the specific tactics that get used in any given police department or school, but from a statistics perspective, there just happen to be such rare incidents that it seems especially hard to sort of prepare for them.
It then would make it hard to make a connection to the role of school resource officers in such situations?
Yeah, that's right. School resource officers are, you know, there's a lot of things that they can predict about their days, like when students are going to arrive, when they're going to be in the hallways, when they're going to go home. It's even probably a little bit more predictable when there's things like fights that will happen in hallways. That's certainly a lot more common occurrence than a school shooting. But an SRO might go their whole career and never encounter an issue with a shooting in a school. Just knowing what to expect and knowing how to respond is so different from incident to incident that they just might not know the best way in their school for the thing that could happen.
Let's bring in Reggie in Oshkosh. Reggie, hi. What would you like to bring up?
I just wanted to know if there was a way to transition it back to like when I was in school on the East Coast in the 90s. It was about making sure the whole child grew and learned in school with support from counselors and advisors and people we felt safe talking to. And it seems like in the last 10, 20 years, we've moved so far from that to where there's nobody kids trust in school, especially the officer who's probably, they view, trying to get them on something.
Reggie, thanks for the call. Ben, where do school resource officers interact at all with counselors and advisors? And is there a diminishing supply of those types of people in schools when you have staffing of school resource officers?
Yeah, good question, Reggie. So one of the things that I thought about when I was listening to your question was some federal legislation that I heard about a couple of years ago. I think it was called the Counseling Not Criminalization Act, where it was proposing that funding be removed from police and schools and repurposed for things like counselors, social workers, school psychologists. So there is this sort of conversation that's happening, even at the federal level, around doing the sort of thing that you're proposing. And that act didn't get a lot of traction, but it is the sort of thing that, again, at the federal level, folks are talking about. And in terms of what's happening on the ground in schools, it's super varied. We see there's a lot of schools across the country where the SROs work very closely in collaboration with the counselors and school administration and a lot of school staff. We've also seen that there's a lot of schools that have cops there and they don't have counselors. And so there's sort of not that person who's like devoted to that mental health role in schools. It's unclear if they're always choosing to spend on one over the other, or if they could have both. A lot of that is varied, and a lot of it is, frankly, unknown at this point.
Ben Fisher, associate professor at UW-Madison, studying school safety and looking at the police presence in schools. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Ben, have you looked at whether police presence in schools can help children actually feel safer?
There's been very little research on that. And the research that has been done I think doesn't sort of rise to the level of being able to draw strong conclusions about like cause and effect sort of things. One study that I did was a mixed method study, meaning we used both survey research of students and also did focus groups with a handful of students. And we found some pretty sort of interesting tensions in our findings. So, one of the things that we found through our surveys was that young people said that they felt safer because they had a school resource officer in the building, and that they could protect them from danger. But when we spoke with them in the focus groups, the students really conveyed that the sense of danger that they had about their schools was because there was a school resource officer. It was almost as though the logic was, we have a police officer in our school, there must be something we need protection from. Mm-hmm. And so we got the sense that it tuned them into a sense of danger that maybe wasn't real, but they still felt like the officer was going to protect them from that danger. So it's not as straightforward a question as one might think, at least in the study that we did.
So there seems to be so much more terrain, so much more to explore on this issue. What are next steps for you? What are you hoping to explore about school safety in the future?
Yeah, well, right now I'm working on a study about what happens when we take police out of schools. I think that is a direction that's getting a lot of momentum. We saw it both in Madison and Milwaukee. There's been this successful push to get police out of schools, in Milwaukee that's obviously been reversed. But a lot of schools are sort of taking that seriously. And so I'm using some national level statistics and data to understand when we take police out of schools, what are the implications of that for student discipline, for school-based arrests, and for racial equity across those issues. I wish my study was at a point where I had findings to share with you and to sort of preview what happens, but we're still working through that right now.
You're still working through that data. Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your recent study.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure being with you.
Ben Fisher is an associate professor at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, where he teaches about civil society and community. And you can go to our website, find more conversations there. Check out our program page to find conversations from the morning show. Visit WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network.